Jeanne Flavelle's Hot Commodity Podcast Series. Empowering clients with commercial intelligence, supply chain expertise, and risk management solutions. Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Mike Coughlin, President, CEO of McKinney Flavelle. And today is December 5th, 2018, Wednesday, not Friday. And welcome to our Hot Commodity Podcast Series. I'm joined by Vice President of McKinney Flavelle and Pliny of the Elder aficionado, Craig Ruffalo.
That's right. I am. I enjoy a good Pliny once in a while, man.
If you like beer, Pliny of the Elder is a very good beer.
And it's
your favorite beer.
It is my favorite beer. Yeah. I'm hoping to have a few this weekend.
All right. Well, I'm going to talk about just real quick on football because I'm a Washington State Cougar.
Oh, yeah.
And
no.
Because we lost in the snow.
The Apple Cup at home.
At home. We got the worst bowl game, I think, on the list.
Oh, really? What's the bowl game that the Cougars are playing?
Think it is the Fig Newton Bowl in San Antonio.
The Fig Newton Bowl?
I think so.
Wow.
We're playing a 8-4 team?
Really?
Iowa State. So
Iowa State, the Cyclones.
The Cyclones.
All right.
And we have a customer that went there. So
yeah, we do. We have a principal that went there, too.
They think they're going to win, but I'll tell you what, Washington State's going to win.
All right. Well, you heard it here first,
folks. Will you back me on this?
All right. The Washington State Cougars have a heck of an offense.
Thank you.
They do. They got a quarterback that can sling it. So let's see what happens, man.
Well, everybody listening to this, you still have to go to work. Well, you don't have to, but Thursday and Friday.
That's right.
Still got to go. Today is Wednesday. We're posting a little early this week.
That's
right. But today on the pod, we thought we'd talk about a big question that we're getting, and that has to do with next week's WASDE.
That's right.
The 11th, and specifically sugar and stocks to use ratio.
Yeah, that's right. I've had multiple people ask if we believe that USDA will make an adjustment to Mexico's import number as a reset to try to then maybe get back a stocks to use ratio that would hit that 13.5% concept 30 next year.
Well, what they do last month?
Well, they lowered it as far as stocks to use, 11.3% from the 12.7 because beet sugar production went down. If we'll recall, we've had two adjustments down on the last two WASDEs for beet production. So, of course, everybody's sitting there saying, well, if there's less quote-unquote sugar available, meaning that the stocks to use ratio has been adjusted down, shouldn't they adjust imports up as a result?
Yep. Okay. And so what do you think? What's going to happen?
You know, I think the two things that I've been very curious about is one is the food use deliveries number. They have lowered it from the October to November time period on the WASD, but it's still about 1% growth is what they're projecting this new crop year over a lowered 2017-18 number. And that concerns me a little bit. But with the added sugar campaign and all of these push towards lowering the content of sugar in these products, do we really believe that sugar demand is going to grow 1%?
Right. Well, and I have to say, you know, those that have taken our Sweeteners 101 know the answer.
They do.
But what is typical sugar demand growth just from population? What do we say?
So we usually use 1%. So USDA isn't wrong by throwing a 1% growth in there as a baseline. The problem is that if they are incorrect in that and then they increase imports too early.
Yep.
What's the result, Mike?
Too much sugar.
Yeah, we end up with too much sugar.
Way too much sugar.
Yeah, and then we can potentially look at forfeitures. That's a weird word to say when you're having refined sugar prices well over 30 cents, but it's not the refined price that we'd be talking about being impacted here. We'd be talking about the 16 market, the raw sugar market.
Exactly. That would be my next question. Yeah. Is that they do adjust it. They do give Mexico more access to our marketplace. If I'm on the user side, I'm saying, okay, well, how does that affect the refined FOB price?
Right. Well, the first thing is under the suspension rules, the majority of that sugar would have to show up here as quote-unquote raw sugar.
Uh-oh.
So you're throwing that right to the cane refiners. And curiously, I don't hear anything in the marketplace of refiners screaming at USDA that they need additional access to raw material. So if you're the Department of Agriculture, what incentive do you have right now to adjust imports up to push more raw sugar into the market where you have cane refiners not asking for it?
Right.
All that's going to do is effectively put more pressure on the 16 market.
Got it.
Lowering that value. Well, that doesn't necessarily translate into lower refined sugar prices.
Exactly.
So I would say that if you're an end user, your concern is, okay, well, I need more white refined sugar to add pressure to the market because beet guys don't have as much as they maybe had in 2 months ago.
Right.
But adding to imports doesn't necessarily equate to adding to the refined production.
So adjustments up for the stocks to use ratio. We're going to get it from Mexico.
Well, we hope to at some point, Mike, but it's timing, and I don't see it happening in December.
Which is what people
are asking for, and probably won't see an adjustment up until after April 1.
Got it.
Well, that's where I would look for timing for an increase in the imports, and thus the reset on the stocks to use ratio.
Great, perfect. Yeah. Well, I tell you what, the people in Mexico probably wouldn't think that's a holiday gift, but. Guess what? With the holidays in full swing, Craig, we're offering, guess what? A Black Friday discount.
We have a special discount? Yeah, discounting?
Amazing customers out there. Purchase our special market report on consumer trends and using non-GMO agreements, ingredients.
Ingredients, Mike. Yeah, that's the word you're looking for.
And receive a 30% discount.
30%.
Oh, my gosh. So if you're sitting in that meeting room right now and your boss or the management's asking you, what are we doing on non-GMO? What does it mean?
What's the cost ramifications?
What are the cost ramifications? This is the study you need.
And it's not that long. I mean, it's a great 25 pages. The perfect quantity.
It is the perfect quantity. Plus, you get us to present it.
I know, right? And you get us to talk
questions specifically about your organization and how it might be impacted. So if you want to get more information about our Black Friday special discount and this study, you can simply call us at 510-832-2866. And this is a limited offer, Craig.
It is?
Like everything else.
Oh, my God. There's always the hook, right? Yeah, so when do they have to call by?
Oh, my gosh. They should just not even worry about that. They just call today.
I think that's exactly the answer. Call today. Don't delay.
Well, everybody, happy holidays. Enjoy your weekend. And until next week, live with a
attitude of gratitude.
Take care, everybody.
Have a great week.
That concludes this podcast episode. For more information, visit us on the web at bikini-favel.com. Also follow us on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter for the latest industry news, updates, and intelligence.